ফলস্বরূপ গোস্বামীর শ্রেষ্ঠ শিক্ষা গুরু চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু মোর বেস্ট, শ্রীমতী রাধিকা বেস্ট, মোর বেস্ট অ্যান্ড বেস্ট এই শিক্ষা গুরু। সো আই থিঙ্ক দ্যাট অল বৈষ্ণবাজ হু আর সুপেরিয়ার টু মি দে আর মাই শিক্ষা গুরু, বাট দ্যার ইজ সাম গ্রেডেশন টু হোম আই অল দি বুকস আই হুইচ আই রিড I take him as my shiksha guru. And I pray that you should manifest yourself in my heart. I also take my shiksha guru to Brajabhumi, Mathura, especially Govardhan, more especially Radha Krishna. Yes, daily I want to go to do my dandasanam there. Daily I being here and daily. Today my something was
disturbed
going here. There. But even I'm pleased that glad to go there. The places where Swami went, how he preached. Shyamrani was his classes are so important and energetic. I became so energetic to hear. I began to jump happy. Even one word was jumping to. And also Tripurari Maharaj, Nrisingha Maharaj, where he told? He told, he spoke today?
Yes, yes. Today and last night. Also.
Last both. Night, very, very strong. Very strong.
He was saying many controversial things last night.
Yes, very good. They are the true devotee of Swami. Not anyhow neglected. They went to Shiksha Guru.
Yes.
To know their Gurudev.
Yes.
For nothing else. Shyamrani has come to me only to know the glories of his holy master and to develop his Krishna consciousness. But some are fearing that she will gain some more knowledge that we don't know. That is why they are planning that, where you are going? Don't mix with Narayan Maharaj. I know that she was first so glad at the time of his Gurudev serving him, obeying him. But after that, gradually she doomed. They were controlling her in so ways. Controlling. But she became out of control. Because he uses her intelligence. Control is to use our intelligence. How our much more honor for our Gurudev will go up, and how we can develop our Krishna consciousness. How? We are doing as much as we can do, but no realization is coming. How much we have developed, it can be achieved in only sadhu sangha. He chanted one time Narayan for his own son. And usually he used to call Narayan, Narayan, taking him in his act. But he was not realizing what is the effect of telling this. But he realized when, for associates of Narayan came and told them, and he was kept from life, death, then he realized. And then he went to Haridwar, totally following rules and regulations, getting behind all kinds of sense gratifications, all kinds of offenses, enough, he began to do all these. And very soon, again four came and took him to Vaikunth. So we should realize, try to realize something in this heart, human being. And we can realize, as Bhagavad says, if you are chanting, we'll realize this. How? By taking some food. As much as you are taking, more and more, your hungerness will come to end. You will not like to take more. You see that I am strong enough. So three things will come by doing devotional, all these things. Sweet talkings are going, black are coming to disturb. So, realize the things. Men are chanting, sing all these things. Then at once some will come, what? Vairagya.
Detachment.
If you are chanting, remember, and not detachment is coming, and attachment with Krishna is coming, then we should see you are doing not pure. This realization will come. And then we will say, oh, some taste is coming. Then we should know that we are going on the right path. So we start. When we will have taste in following Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, the songs related to them, the sloka of Rupa Goswami, gradually we will see and taste in them. Tavayivasmi,
Tavayivasmi,
Najinahi, Iti Vigyan Radhe. What is the meaning of this shloka?
The meaning is, hey Radhe, I'm yours, I am yours, I cannot live without you. Please understand this and accept me at your feet.
Then, just the card. And reciting all these parts. Then they will inquire, what more he has written? What more he has? Hanath Gokula Sudhakara Suprasanna Bhaktar Vinda Madhurasmita He Kripati Tvaya Jatra Viharato Pranay Priya Arat Tatray Mamanay Priya Sivanyaya. What is the, you know, He Gokulnath, the master of Gokul, life and soul of Gokul. I am so much suffering. I am so much
separation.
I am so much feeling separation from my holy master, that is Srimati Radhika. So, I want to meet her. So, where she is, I'm playing with you. I want to go at once there. And then to Radhika, oh Radhika, where you are? Where you are? If you are not merciful to me, then I will give up Vrindavan. I don't want Vrindavan. I don't want to live in Radhakund. I don't want to be in Govardhan, anywhere. I don't want to live with Krishna if you are not there. I want to come to any place where you are. I want only to serve you. So Krishna, I don't want Krishna also. So this would be merciful to me. All these prayers should be light to chant and burn. All the prayers by Guru Goswami, Raghunath Das. Thus, development of this mood will go on. Otherwise, whole life in these practices, they will not add so much. They can do something. Add Sukriti. What we are doing now, not pure devotion or pure practice. It is mixed with karma and jnana. And this is not Swarup Siddha, but it is what? Arup Siddha and Sangha Siddha. It cannot give braja. So he'll inquire how to get this modes. He will try to go to the persons who knows that process, and they will serve that devotee with heart and soul and life. So he will not be satisfied only to do bhakti mixed with karma, yoga, jnana. You should also don't depend on tara,
stars,
stars and astrology. Sometimes make some wrong digger. They can be taken so with something that adds on it or bhakti. Like going anywhere, we can see this time is good or not. But when we are going and there is not good time, then Jai Nisinghadev ki jai, Guru Dev ki jai. And then at once jump. Anyone cannot do it. Thus, go on advancing. If we are chanting, remembering, but yet not detachment from worldly things, I want to love in attachment of all things, sense gratifications, then that is not a good symptom. We can adopt something, family duties, like duties only. But not attached. If Krishna has given something, suyog,
opportunity,
to give up all these things, we should adopt very, very, but
strong,
determined.
Don't again go towards that. like Shyamrani, has left everything, no, nothing. Krishna is supporting.
I still have my
false
ego.
What?
Ahankar, her false ego.
Then go also. I think
some operation.
They have done, but yet. I know some devotees. Krishna has arranged not to go to family. Families has kicked, but yet, like ashes, they try to follow. We should take the advantage that Krishna. And if you are not taking the advantage, then Krishna will think that he wants all these things and will give so much. Then he will give more chance. Oh, so much wealth, so much all things, and
if you're chanting and remembering, won't attachment automatically go?
In the association of bona fide Vaishnava, merely chanting will not do. Like Vyas chanted and remembered in the guidance of Narada, the Ajamil went to Haridwar, and in the guidance of four
Krishna,
he began to. Like Valmiki, he chanted, remembered, and did everything. Sitting on a place for 1,000 years, but in the guidance of his guru, Narada. So we should try to do like this. Then, following and carrying the orders. It has been told in various Purans, Narathin, this guy says, they go to the kings, wealthy persons, and those who are some honoring for Vaishnavas, they have done some sukriti. So he goes and tells all these things, what he tells. So it is bona fide, and we should realize it from the heart, corner of heart, and we should believe all these things. So you should know one thing, that if you are not enjoying in this world and you are coming towards Krishna consciousness, chanting, remembering, you will have not to lose anything. What you are, how you are, you will be the same way with your sons, daughters, your brother, sister, wealth, will be like as you are now. Only the mood of living will be changed, not to lose anything. Your wealth with you, your children with you, your wife and sister or husband will be with you, whole family with you, and more, there will be no problem. If you think that we are not getting more and more happiness, then no hope, because where you will go after death? In this time in human body, we should chant, remember Krishna. Nothing losing, anything not giving up. Everything will be with you. Only this mood will be changed, that I am not the king, or I am not the master controller of this world. I am not owner of this house. I am not father. I of my child. I'm not mother of my child. Father, mother, everything is Krishna. He has given a child in my womb. He has given all these things, air, water, food, everything, milk. You know, that we cannot manage that if a child is born, has taken birth. The same woman have milk in her
breast.
And if there is no child, no
milk.
No milk. Who controls? Who manages all this? So everything. If a child is in his own, who is supporting? Who is nursing? Not mother, not father, not anything. The soul is part and parcel of Krishna. So we should realize all these things. So when we will die, if not enjoying this world here and only chanting, remembering, doing all these things, our this family or all will be happy. We will be happy. Problems will be lessened. And if our sadhana is not completed, then if we go being a serpent, like lion, like tiger, like anything, you will see that my wife is there. Wife, so many wives will come, as an elephant has so many wives. If you will be fish, then so many wives, so many husbands will meet there. God. Everything will come there. So you will not lose anything in this human sense, human body. You can realize who am I, how to serve Krishna, who supports, maintains all these worlds. So Narada coming in this guise, going to all, meeting to all, and he gives some this thing. This is like injection. We should know that world is like refuses. We'll have to quit. We'll have to give up. If you are not given, and if you are not,
इसको छोड़ रहा है, if you don't give it up,
then Krishna will come and he will tell, oh, at once he will have, like police. You'll have to have,
Give it up.
So, we should know all these things. And don't try to make much more, hankering always, whole life. If one, two wives have given up, again don't try. If two ladies have divorced, don't try to make up. We should try to achieve that knowledge. That happiness. What happiness is that? So in a human form you can realize all things. If you are going to serpent, to be serpent, tigers, bears and all things. Like sea goat, you will not get all this. And we know that if you are in chanting, remembering and realizing Krishna in our soul, then we will have to go. In suar kya?
Hog.
Suar?
Hog.
Hogs. See, hogs. And so many things you will have.
Baby hogs.
You will have to be an insect in what? Paikhana.
Stool.
Stool also. And prashu have so much food you can have there. So in this very life, we should realize all these things by chanting. Only by chanting, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Everything we do. Very easily we can have. You know that we don't do anything for our maintaining life. Only chanting, going here and there. Now, today I am in the palace of What Prabhu?
Jairam Prabhu.
Jairam Prabhu. Sometimes in the palace of Charles, sometimes here and there, everything he arranged for us. So good and delicious foods, everything, sweet fruits, makhan and mishri, everything is ready for us. Everything. Why do that? So if you do, all things will be. They are with me for 2 and more than 2 months. Everywhere they are welcomed. Everything, delicious Mahaprasadam comes without anything, and we only chant Hare Krishna, Hare. We don't see that how they will come, how to arrange, how to do these things. Some also so much money wants to come, don't come. Don't disturb us. So many persons want to give so much wealth, or namaskar to, pranam to that wealth. When I will need, I will call you. You should remain there. So in the human vision, we should do life. We should chant. How chant? Namami Nandanam.
Nandanam, Namami Nandanam. Namami Nandanam, Namami Nandanam.
Krishna has lakhs and lakhs innumerable ears. Eyes, lakhs and lakhs eyes. Infinite eyes. He has infinite power. He has lakhs and lakhs feet. He can go in a second everywhere. And he can do the things which is not possible. Nothing impossible for him. So when we will chant, this is very, very easy process to make him merciful to us. So we should chant, we should remember very easily like this, singing, sometimes weeping. Oh Krishna, you can say that. He will hear. Our parents cannot hear if they are far. Our eyes cannot see eyes. Understand what I am telling? Our eyes cannot see where what is here. They cannot see what is here. Any scientist with any instrument, powerful computer, also computer system, they can realize what is in our heart and what is the mood. They cannot realize. They can discover some bomb, atom bombs to destroy. But they can realize that what is love, affection, and how it can be. They can stop malaria, they can stop other diseases sometimes. They can help something. But they cannot help the dacoits, the thieves, drunkards, and all of that. They cannot change the habits. All doctors of the whole world, they may come and they use their intelligence and everything. They cannot do anything to change anyone's habit. We have in Gita and all this. Change merely this. Any drunkard, he should try and see and examine that chanting some days he will change his mood, surely. So, what life? Very easy process.
Munindra Vinda Vandite Singoka Soka Haini Pratanna Vajra Pankaji Vikunya Vuryami Gajindra Manu Nandini Gajindra Kuna Sangate Pradaka Lisa Kena Manti Asa Kasa Vajra.
is telling, "Oh Radhika, how beautiful face you are. You possess all the powers of Krishna. You have everything, wealth and everything in your this fingers. Brahma may come, Indra may come, Saptati may come, Indrani may come, all may come, and they will. Please be by so many shloks and stotra, and you can bestow everything but there. Even Shankar can, may come, and they will. Srimati Radhika will.
Benedicts
them. They can give all these things. But he will try to keep very sacred the Braj mood. Very, very sacred thing, Braj mood. But this Braj mood also can be achieved by this stokas, this prayers.
Ananga-ranga mangala prasanga bhangura bruham sabhi-brahma-sabandhama-jidanta-vāna-pāsana.
You should read the meaning of the Anantakoti-Vishnu-lok, Namra Padma-jārti. You should carefully listen.
You are worshipped by Sri Lakshmi, the goddess of unlimited millions of Vaikuntha planets. Sri Parvati, Indrani, Indra's wife, and Saraswati all worship and attain benedictions from you. Meditation on even one of the nails of your lotus feet grants the infinite host of perfection. O Srimati Radhike, when will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance?
Both, and after that, Makheshwari Krishna.
You are the Swamini or mistress of all kinds of sacrifices and actions. Of Svadha Devi, who symbolizes the sacrificial offerings presented to deceased ancestors, and the host of demigods, of the words of the three Vedas, and all the scriptures, including those which delineate law and logic, of Sri Rama Devi, the goddess of fortune, and Sri Chama Devi, the goddess of forgiveness, and especially of the delightful Kunjas. When will you mercifully make me your dasi and grant me the qualification to render service to your amorous pastimes with the Prince of Braj? O Srimati Radhike, Supreme Goddess and Queen of Braj, I offer pranam unto you, time and again.
Once Krishna was at Kurukshetra. Whole prince, parents, children were there. There was
sun eclipse.
Solar eclipse.
Solar eclipse.
Full, not in khanda.
Partial bar.
Also, Bhishma Pitama, Pandavas, and all the kings of whole world were there. Also, Nanda Baba Yashoda, with all the Brajavasis, with all the gopis, came when they knew that Krishna is there. Since long time they have not seen Krishna. He has left Vrindavan. All were there. The solar
eclipse
was over, and all were meeting with Krishna.
at that time, one day, the queens of Krishna, especially Saptabhama, wanted to donate something as much as Krishna was having. Understand? They wanted to give gold.
Same weight of Krishna.
To any qualified Brahmin, on Rishi or Maharshi or Bhakta. And he should be qualified. She will beg Krishna with gold and she will give it. He has brought so many golds from
Dwarka.
And he announced in the meeting where Narada Rishi was there that I want to wait Krishna with gold and I want to give it to Narada. Narada is so bona fide Vaishnava. So I want. Narada became so happy and he was waiting for that. A big, big measurement
scale.
Was brought there and Krishna sat on one side and gold was so much gold, more than Krishna weight was given. But the skull where Krishna was sitting, it was so heavy that all the gold which has brought from Dwarka became lessened. And it went high. Then he told her companions, Rukmini, Shatvama,
Jambavanti,
that you should give your golden ornaments. I will return when I go to
Dwarka.
They gave himself, herself, what he has golden, very big, big, big ornaments.
Necklace.
All the queens, about 16,108, they gave everything. But it was not
equal to Krishna's weight.
Then he begged Draupadi and all others. Even it was put down there. But it became less. Not become so happy and clapping. That if he was not giving gold measuring Krishna, then I will take Krishna and I will make him renounce and I will take it as my disciple.
And should not return in future.
And I will never return Krishna. Then they become more worried for this. What to do? What to do? They went to Narada Rishi and fell flat on the lotus feet of Narada, telling that you should give us anything, any intelligence that we can fulfill the words. Then he told, if you go to Radhika and take shelter, he can give any advice that gold will be equal to Krishna. Even it can be more than Krishna made. She was knowing at first, understanding that I am so beautiful, more than Radhika. I am so much, I have so much quality. Then Radhika. Radhika is like a village girl.
Milk made only.
Milk made something. And he is not so much qualified than myself either. But he saw no means any. So went in the night, in disguise, and he fell flat on the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika and told, I want your help. Who are you? Then he told, I am Saptakana. Oh, I have heard about you. What help you want? This is the thing, Krishna is going very heavy and one side is going up. You'll have to help. you should give me your ornaments or anything as you like. I want only your consultation, suggestion. He told that I will have to go there and manage. She told that, Acha, very good. I'm giving one Tulsi Patra. Tulsi Patra, you know?
Tulsi leaf.
Leaves of Tulsi. And she began to weep. Oh Krishna, be so
merciful. Light.
And she was weeping. And this one drop of
tears.
Get on the Tulsi. And she washed. And he kept gave in the hands of Shatru. Go. Take up all the golds from
Balance.
And give this Tulsi. And see what happened. She at once returned, took up all the golds, and he kept only that
Tulsi leaves.
Wetted with the
tears
of Radhika. And Krishna went so high
in the sky.
And that leaf. So how easy to affection Krishna and to control Krishna. So Makheshwari, Kriyeshwari, Subheshwari, Sureshwari, Trivedharateshwari, Pramana Sasaneshwari, Rameshwari, Khameshwari,
Brajainakar,
Brajasvi,
Brajeshwari, Brajadike, Sridadike,
Namaste. Who is doing this? Krishna himself. This song, who is doing? With Radhika's makes Arhanda Palyadasi. Krishna told that I'm not remembering this slokes. You should guide me. Then the maid servant Palladasi of Radhika began to sing, and Krishna also began to sing. Then Radhika became so mashed. So even Krishna wants the mercy of Radhika. He is controlled with Radhika. Anyone cannot control Krishna as Madhika. Mother can control and he bent Krishna, but not like so. So we should pray all these things. Only Gita reading will not do. Only book selling will not do. It can make some
Sukriti, pious activity.
Pious activity. And it will take you to bona fide Vaishnava. And gradually in lakhs and lakhs, but we can go there. But when we will go in through Srimad Bhagavatam, we will hear the past tense of Krishna with Subal Sridham, with mother and father, Yashodananda. We will hear all the past tense with Krishna, with gopis. And we will have some, greed to serve Krishna like them. This greed will give so much. Like Tulsi, late with tears. And very soon, in short time, Krishna will be controlled. Krishna will be bound to give all these things. The devotee will tell, oh Krishna, I don't want anything in this world or even in Vaikuntha, and even moreover than Vaikuntha, Dwarkadish and anything. In Praja, don't want anything. Only I want to serve your beloved, most beloved Srimati Radhika. So Krishna will know, and at once he will be mercy so much before. Then, what you will have to do? Prayer for Srimati Radhika. Only that prayer. You should enlist my name in your
register.
What? I can serve you. So this prayer can do everything. We know that some maharshis and rishis taking their head lower and feet upside, only standing on this for 100,000 years, taking no water, no air, nothing, they got only salvation. That is in salvation, no ananda, nothing there, no happiness. But chanting like this, following the path of Rupa Goswami and our disciplic orders, gurus, in no time, very short, we can have all these things. So we should try to follow, chant and remember in there. This process, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
We should do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.